you for patiently holding for me. My name is Kayla. I'm a supervisor here at the fraud department for customer support. If you can allow me just one brief moment here, I'm pulling up your account so that I can better assist you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, if I can ask that you verify your name and your shipping address for me, please.
My name is Francisca E. Aloren. Shipping address is 9311 East Monte Avenue, Mesa, Arizona, 85209.
All right, thank you so much for that information. And the account that I have accessed here is for a Hype watch and
what?
Also some earbuds. Yes, ma'am. And you're
saying
that you don't... For you, it's for you to put in your ear, for you to maybe listen to music, or you can pair it with your phone.
Huh?
And then a wristwatch.
No, I didn't order those, ma'am. Sorry. I'm 81 years old, and I don't need those.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to help you with the account. Can you verify your email address for me, please?
My email address is F-E. L-L-O-R-I-N at Comcast.net.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you. And do you mind just verifying your phone number for me?
My phone number, I didn't memorize my phone number.
That's
in
okay.
Here, but I
have, it's the same phone number that you called in from. It's 480. There's the same phone number listed here on the account.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry, but I don't call for those orders.
Right, I understand. It looks like there was a trial that was ordered for the
trial.
Watch. Yes, it shows
what?
Here. Let me take a look. So these orders were placed on 8/16, and then, I'm sorry, on August 19th and on September the 4th. Do you maybe remember going online and maybe completing any type of survey or anything like that where it said that you get a watch or you can win some earbuds and you can receive them both just paying like maybe a shipping and handling fee or anything like that?
No, ma'am. You know what? Honestly,
yes.
Before I order, you know, this oil. Like, what kind of oil is that? For arthritis, something like that? Because I'm 81 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 81 years old. And when I see that, I said, I'll try. It's $44, okay? I tried that. I think it's in Florida. So I ordered that. It came in, okay? And when it came in, you know, I didn't even have a chance to try it. And here's another one coming in. Not even a week, there's another one coming in. You know how much they charged me for that? More than $200. So on that case, ever since I never ordered anything, I don't use my credit card because that's what I did. They charge it on my Discover, and then it's a dispute. I call them. I lost more than $200. They didn't reimburse me at all. So to tell you the truth, ever since about probably 3 years ago, ever since I never, and also that's the first time that I order. I got the lesson for that. Okay, so I never, you know, but that watch, where do I need that? Why I need that? I'm 81 years old. I don't need watch anymore.
Okay, so do you recall receiving the watch, ma'am? It looks like it was successfully delivered to your address on August
22nd. It did? I don't know, but I didn't see that.
Okay, I understand. So what we can go ahead and do, if you don't recall placing this order and you know that it's not anyone in your home that could have placed
the order.
No,
because me and my husband in the house. My husband is 87 years old.
Okay, so what we can go ahead and...
I'm sorry.
That's okay, ma'am. So what we can go ahead and do is, with our fraudulent investigation, we gather
mm-hmm.
the IP address that's associated with the account. We
mm-hmm.
send that information over to your local authorities there in your city and state. What they do
mm-hmm.
with that IP address is they can determine the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed, and they can also verify the location to where the order took place from. Now, if you would like for me to go ahead and proceed with this investigation, we will be able to issue a full refund to your account today. However, we will also prosecute the individual who has compromised your information.
Mm-hmm.
If you're stating that it was not yourself or anyone in the home that has sent the product to your address.
I see. Yeah, I didn't want this, you know, I don't like this, you know, travel at all. Because, as I said, we're old and we don't, you know, we don't want to be hassled or anything. You know, we just move here in this, you know, in Arizona. From Colorado. We live in Colorado for about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
From California to Colorado, Colorado to Arizona. We're old. We're old people.
You don't want to go through with the fraudulent investigation? Is that what you're stating?
Yes. I don't want to be in trouble. You know?
Well, if you didn't place the order, ma'am, there would be nothing for you to worry about as far as what we find.
What do you think, you know, the best thing?
Well, this is what I can do for you. If you don't want to go through with the investigation,
mm-hmm.
as a courtesy, what I can do for you for that charge that occurred for $59.97, I can issue back a courtesy refund for 35% on that. We don't have to go through with any investigation.
Yeah,
if you don't
that's
wish
fine.
To.
That's fine. I just want to, you know, to check why, you know, why I have this, you know, a statement charged with something that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's not a problem then. Let me go ahead and just credit back the courtesy refund of 35%. It'll amount to $20.98, and there will be no further billing or any future shipments coming to you at
please,
all.
Please, yeah. Yeah, thank you very much for helping. I'm scared to do this anymore, you know.
Yes,
but
I totally understand. And I do apologize
for
any inconvenience, but this refund will take about 3 to 5 business days to reflect back into your account.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Is there anything else we can do to assist you?
That's all, ma'am. That's all. I just, you know, call Discover, you know, to find out what it is. And they told me that. And then they switched me to another number. And
mm-hmm.
they said that it's a watch. And I said, what do I do with the watch? I'm 81 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take
any other further action with your financial institution when they called you, or did you just change the card number?
No, I didn't change the card number, Mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't change.
Did you file any dispute with them?
With the Discover, well, they told me to call, you know,
okay.
to call this number, you know, to find out what's going on, and then whatever the result is, just let us know, like that, and we can do some action like that. And I don't want any hassle if somebody could just help me.
The reason why I was just asking about that is if you file a dispute with Discover. They're
mm-hmm.
going to investigate the charge the same way. So if they determine
mm-hmm.
that it was you or the product was delivered to your address, they're not going to end up, you know, allowing you to keep that refund that they give to you. So I wouldn't suggest to do that.
Yeah. You know, I didn't even, you know, have a chance to dispute with the more than $200. This thing, you know, I'm not rich. I'm poor. You know, I'm just, you know, depending on my Social Security. But, you know, with a hassle, with $59, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That gives me a headache.
I mean, let me do this for you because, again, I want to get you back as much as I possibly can. I can at least meet you halfway and give you back a credit of 50% to that charge. So that'll at least get you back $29.98 instead of just the $20.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, yeah. That's not a problem.
I'm telling you, honestly, you know, we're just depending on our social security, which it's not that much, you know,
mm-hmm.
because we are not doctors or any high kind of degree. we're rich or something. No, we're not. We're poor.
Okay. Well, I understand. It's not a problem. So I'm going to go ahead and refund the $29.98, and you should at least see this back within about 3 to 5 business days.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much,
okay.
And God bless
you're
you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. And is there anything else we could help you with?
That's all, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you
well,
very
I
much
do
for
thank
helping
you for calling.
Me.
You're welcome, and
you're
I thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. God bless
Bye-bye.
You.
Same
Bye-bye.
To you.